This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Yes, that is it, Radio Law Talk. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and informative radio show on the earth. People say Radio Law Talk. Yes, you will be entertained. You will have fun. I'm telling you, there's nothing better than our show other than the alien shows late at night driving across Nevada with thunder and lightning storm going on. You cannot beat that other than the Radio Law Talk show. I'm here with Denise Dirks, my co-host Todd Kunin, and our producer, illustrious producer behind the glass.
Illustrious. That's funny.
Wait a minute. Yes. Three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, Cal Hunter. Welcome, Cal.
Thank
Donna,
you.
Thank you for being our call screener today. His lovely wife, who puts up her spaghetti as our winning case or no case
It's our prize.
Yeah.
Those of you who are joining us for the first time, it is very important to note we do a thing called Radio Law Talk. I mean, Radio Law Talk, case or no case. And case or no case is where Cal Hunter, our illustrious producer,
three-time Emmy nominee but never a winner,
actually tells us about a case, and it's either a real case or a pretend case, and we got to determine whether or not it is a case and what the outcome is. And the winner, we get these points, us attorneys, and as we bring in other attorneys as guests, can receive points. And at the end, we receive the illustrious and beautiful, good, tasty lemon bars. That was last year from Donna.
Yes, and guess who won that?
You did. And this year, it is her famous what, Cal?
It's her famous spaghetti, and it is truly famed around our house.
It's exactly it. And if you see Cal and I, you can see why it's good.
Oh yeah, that works.
But again, we're excited today. We're going to talk about a lot of things. If you want to call in, Denise, it's 855
Law Radio, or 855-529-7234.
Again, 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We are live 9 to noon Pacific time. Most of our affiliates carry us during that time, but if it's later, then you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Now, we have to do a few things, and believe it or not, we do have new affiliates come on every once in a while. You ready for this, Cal? Are you ready for this, Cal?
I think I am. I don't have anything fancy music-wise.
But are you ready for it?
Let's see.
Here it is. There, that sounds good.
There we go.
Or how about one of those kids' talks? Like, you know,
okay, well,
I don't know.
Well, I got something.
Todd has a kid.
Yeah,
oh,
Todd has
I
a kid.
Knew that was coming.
Todd's
yes.
got a kid.
Okay, how's this?
Stop whining.
That's it. We have some
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah. I am serious.
Okay.
So we've got some new affiliates today. Hold on, because here it goes. And we are so thankful for those people out there that support us, and we have a number of new affiliates. KQEW 102.3 FM in Fordyce, Arkansas, is joining us this Saturday. Yeah, Arkansas.
Do I have an applause sound effect?
Yeah,
I have an applause sound effect.
There you go.
Thank you. Very nice. Okay, good.
KTOX 1340 AM and 104.1 FM, Needles, California. And this is just this week we're talking about.
Needles.
Yes, Fred.
Needles.
I like the Fred.
Yes, right. Yes.
KUNK 92.7 FM, Mendocino, California. Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. KUNK 96.7 FM, Ukiah, California. Actually, Ukiah has a racetrack up there that's really cool. I mean, I've been up to there and watched the race. up in Ukiah, California.
What kind of racing? Auto racing?
Auto racing. Awesome.
Yeah, they're both in beautiful Mendocino County.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. And then KMED, speaking of beautiful, KMED, 1440 AM, Medford, Oregon, joining this week. Thank you for joining up. Yeah, and here's our, by the way, we have an Oregon duck over here.
Yeah, I mean, if we had video here, you would see Denise with her Oregon ducks coffee holder.
Mug.
It's not what is
the cup?
Liquid container holder keeper warmer thingy.
That is the long title
for it, but that's what she's got.
Or mug.
Yes.
Food and water go here.
Yeah, food goes here.
KCMD 99.3 FM, Grants Pass, Oregon.
Yes.
Another one. Thank you for joining us. Here, you know, this is Mitch. I'm going to say Mitch. He actually talked to I believe he's the manager or the owner. I'm not quite sure, but a wonderful guy with KMET 1490 AM Banning in Palm Springs, California. Welcome to the show. And we've got WAUB 98.1 and 1590 AM. And WGVA 96.1 FM and 1240 AM in the Finger Lakes Radio Group in New York. Beautiful part. That is a gorgeous part of New York.
Yeah, my gosh. Yeah.
And I'm going to be in New York in June, and I'm going to figure
when. You better go up there.
Yeah,
I'll be there, too.
Yeah, that's right. You're there, too.
I'll come with you. I got friends there.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Ted Baker, thanks to New York for bringing us on. And we've got KACT 1360 AM in Andrews, Texas.
Awesome.
Welcome aboard. And WFPA 1400 AM, 93.9 FM in Fort Payne, Alabama. I don't know where that is, but
it's in Alabama.
I know, but I'm gonna look it up.
Todd will Google it for you.
Yeah, Fort Payne, Alabama. All right, I'm on it. I'm in the
business of pain, and business is good.
Yeah, welcome all of you to our show. We have a lot of fun here, so be prepared. Remember, I have to do this, and those of you who have sleep problems, we are here to help.
Yes.
And why are we here to help as lawyers with sleep problems? Because if you can't sleep, forget about taking a pill. Just lay in your bed. Put your head back. Now, just picture this, those of you on the radio. Put your head back. Get your iPhone or whatever, your Samsung, and open it up to Radio Law Talk website and open the disclaimers and read it. You will sleep like a baby.
Yes, you will. Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Remember, do not use Radio Law Talk as advice in court. This is for entertainment purposes only. And sometimes, we don't even do that right. But hey, we are trying.
Which should be a hint to you.
If you think
you're going to cite Radio Law Talk in court, that probably not the best thing to do, but where can you use Radio Law Talk?
Where can we use it?
You can use it at the Thanksgiving table to impress all of your relatives.
When everybody else is throwing out, you know, the infamous they, as in they said they did a study or I once heard, you can counter and go, well, you know, we're going to put actual names to research. Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks and most of all Fred Penny said on Radio Law Talk.
That's right.
And that and, you know, $2.75 might get you a cup of coffee.
You're going to shut the in-laws up right there.
Absolutely.
What about around the water cooler? That's even better.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, I heard on Radio Law Talk that they said.
That's right.
I mean, think about this.
But none of that, Your Honor, I heard.
No.
In the landmark case of Cuden versus Penny, as heard on the Star Wars Day. By the way, do you know that happy Star Wars Day to everybody?
May the fourth be with you.
Oh, that's nice.
Today.
Yes.
The legislature declared it as such in California yesterday because they have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. And that's what we have to tell you.
By the way, Fort Payne, Alabama, northeast Alabama. So it's up northeast, a little west of Atlanta, a little south of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, we do talk about the law. When we come back, we will talk about the law. We're going to go over some things we're going to discuss that are fun, interesting, and we're going to put a spin on it, how we think things are just weird, sometimes just weird in the law. So we'll be right back. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. You're joining us on Radio Law Talk.
We are glad that you're listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com or on your favorite radio station. Stay tuned. There's more straight ahead.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're back. We're going to talk about a thing called Case or No Case. We brought it up before. This is our favorite part of the show, and actually our callers, our listeners, our emailers, people who stop us in the supermarket say, man, we love Case or No Case. So, Cal, roll it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! Yes, I like that part.
All right. Well, here's the problem when we put up the Fred cheer. The problem is that Fred is in second place. Our score, as things stand right now, Mr. Penny, 36 points. Ms. Dirks, 37. And Mr. Kunin, who took a big risk last week, is at 22 points. 22.
Go big or go home.
And I'm giving you an opportunity today because this case or no case, Todd, should be right in your wheelhouse.
And we got to go to 100, right, Cal?
That's we have to. The spaghetti's a 50-pointer. Spaghetti's a 50-pointer. So now, I take you to San Francisco, California, the home of famous musician Marty Balins. He of the Jefferson Airplane and later of the Jefferson Starship, and then they just changed it to Starship.
Yep.
He wanted a tattoo of one of the bedrock bands of rock and roll, a small, tasteful 3x5-inch band shot of the Beatles with their instruments on his left shoulder blade. He had a picture for the tattoo artist, Shannon Dark Matter Archuleta, who worked at... that's her name.
Turn, run! Don't go there!
What's name? Shannon Dark Matter.
There's one you just can't wait to introduce to mom, right?
Honey, it's our boyfriend's new daughter, Dark Matter. Yeah, anyway.
Sounds like Todd's...
She worked at the Black and Blue Tattoo Shop in San Francisco.
Oh, really? Great, yeah.
Yep, he gave her the picture. She laid the whole thing out on a little sketch. Balins liked it, and away she went. But Ms. Archuleta, or Ms. Dark Matter, if you will, was not a Beatles fan. Said they were nothing but a bunch of commercial sellouts. She loved the Rolling Stones better. So instead, in the final version on Balins' actual skin, she put a likeness of Mick Jagger on the bass player for the Beatles, which, of course, was Paul McCartney. Actually, it was more of a hybrid face of the two. Paul's hair, Mick's lips, you know, you get the idea. So,
not good.
It was ugly. So as the swelling goes down, Mr. Balins has a groupie look at his back and say late one evening, "Hey, what's Mick Jagger doing on the Beatles in this tattoo?" He looked in the mirror and became incensed. She was right, and he paid a pretty penny for the tat, more than $3,000, including tip. Balins sought legal counsel. His lawyer said, "I think you may have a case, but you'll have to take care of this mostly yourself. This is small claims." Balins said, "Disfiguring me is no small matter. I am Marty Balins, blanket." Well, blank it. Right? "I want $100,000 in damages. I want the tattoo removed and repaired to the way I insisted it be done in the first place." Then the lawyer said, "I'm in." But
he's... "I'm in. I'm $250 to $500 an hour."
But he said, "Let's hope for a judge who can recognize faces." And there you have it.
There
and
you
I
go.
Ask you, case or no case? And I think what I'll do here, because I said, Todd, this is in your wheelhouse. It's a music history thing. And you know Marty Balins. So I'm going to ask you first, case or no case? And if so, what was the outcome?
Well, you know, this is interesting because technically you could make a criminal case out of this.
Exactly.
And the reason why, I think about this here is, you know, there are things that we can consent to that make it not assault with... In any other circumstance, it would be assault. If I came at Denise with a knife and I cut her on the arm with a knife in an aggressive fashion, clearly that's assault with a deadly weapon. But if I'm a surgeon and I come at her with a sharp object, a scalpel, and she has signed a waiver and I do that, now she's consenting to it, it's not assault because she wanted it to happen. But if I go beyond... You know, if she comes into me for...
If you carve your initials, then it becomes a problem. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, you got issues where, let's say, a doctor does something in the operating room without consent beyond the purview of the consent. That can be a problem there. Well, so I say here that he consented to have her poke him with a needle and do stuff for certain purposes, but when she took it upon herself to do something beyond the purview of his consent, that becomes assault. And so I'm going to say, yes, this is a case. Do we have to pick the outcome, or is this something still pending?
It would be helpful. No, it's resolved.
I think that it's kind of interesting because it reminds me of a joke I can't tell on the air, but the punchline is, I don't know about the two on the sides, but the one in the middle, that's Willie Nelson. Yeah. So, but I think that this is, I think that this is a, I think this is a case, and I think that the guy who got the tattoo balance, I think he wins.
All right. Thank
yes.
you. Let's see. Fred, let's go to you second. What do you say? What say you? Case or no case?
Let me tell you this. First of all, what year was this, Cal?
This happened in 1998.
Cal's looking up in the sky.
No, it's 1998.
Okay, 1998. All right.
What year did I make up?
First of all, it is not an assault because they agreed. This individual, this singer from the Jefferson Airplane /
Starship,
mm-hmm. Agreed to have the tattoo. It's not an assault if you put a different picture on it. That's still, they agreed to have the tattoo and to be tattooed with the actual needle. Therefore, no assault. I think it is very intelligently laid out. I think it is no case just because it's so, I think it was true that actually happened, but I think it's just too laid out too well. Cal is tricking us. Those of you listening for the first time that want to call in at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, follow my lead. No case. It's trickery on behalf of Cal.
Chicanery, you say. Okay, well, Ms. Dirks, what say you in the matter of Marty Ballins versus Dark Matter Archuleta?
Why am I getting so hung up on the dark matter?
Well, that's an actual tattoo artist name. I'm just telling you.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. This is the kind of a case that Cal would love, and I think he made it up. No case.
All right, girl, we're together. All right, when we come back, you can text us at Radio Law Talk on our. You can text us. We got a Twitter account. We've got Facebook. We'll be back. We'll find out what's going to happen with this case or no case.
Yep, results coming up for case or no case after we take our bottom of the hour break. So stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
An explosion at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois last night leaves four workers injured, one dead, and two unaccounted for. Fire Chief Steve Lindsay.
The two that were seen at the scene but required no medical treatment were the nine employees that were in the building at the time.
Damage is estimated at more than $1 million. South Korea reports North Korea fired several short-range projectiles from a base along its east coast. The Pentagon says it's monitoring the situation. A charter plane carrying 143 people and traveling from Cuba to North Florida ended up in the shallow section of the St. John's River at the end of a runway, though no critical injuries were reported. Base commander Captain Mike Connor.
The cause of the mishap is yet to be determined. There will be a full investigation led by the National Transportation Safety Board. Naval Air Station Jacksonville will fully assist and help them in order to determine, you know, the cause of the crash.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
Oh, no, you got caught dancing. Why did you do that?
He's doing the robot.
Hey, I like to get on with my bad self. What are you talking about?
You know, they've all our our marketing people are saying, you know, we needed to put this on live on Facebook. I said, no, we don't.
No, bad idea.
Thanks.
Cal, give us an overview again and what's going on.
Okay, once again, Marty Balin's famous singer, Jefferson Starship and Jefferson Airplane, wanted to get a tattoo of the Beatles. He went to the Black and Blue Tattoo on Market Street in San Francisco, went and talked to Dark Matter Archuleta, the artist. She didn't like the Beatles so much. She made Paul McCartney look like Mick Jagger. Balin's is alleged to have sued for $100,000 for disfigurement. And Mr. Tunin said that he believed that it was a case and that Mr. Balin's prevailed. Ms. Dirk said, "This is the lamest thing I've ever heard. I don't think it's a case at all."
No, that's not true. There's a lot of lame things. Yeah,
well, okay, I've done more lame ones. I was going to say, she obviously has not heard many. And Fred Penny said, well, it may have been based on a real, but there's no case involved. Would I kind of have that about right?
That's exactly right, man.
Okay.
Well. And I'm getting the feeling now that you could also say Mr. Cuton also believes that he just purchased the Golden Gate Bridge for a nickel. So.
Or at least the landing point
for
the post. For those of you who say it is a case, may I see?
Denise, we nailed it. Cal, you did not fool us.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, all of my facts were correct. Boom Boom Archuleta is an actual tattoo artist. The Black and Blue is an actual tattoo shop. Marty Balin's is an actual singer. But I don't know if he has any tattoos.
What is the Dark Matter?
Yes, that's Boom Boom. Dark Matter. Did I say Boom
Boom?
Yeah,
you said Boom Boom.
No, that's a restaurant.
Okay.
Dark Matter is an actual tattoo. Dark is an actual tattoo artist.
Okay.
So I just thought all that was kind of cool.
So isn't that really the saying gray matter? I mean, what's the saying around matter? Because there's some kind of a,
well, there's
a saying, like you don't have anything in your head, it's gray matter?
Yeah, that's gray matter, that's your brain, but dark matter is a part of a black hole, so you know, negatively charged, I don't know, something. But
and,
anyway.
And then when I was, you know, when I was married, there was mine, which was doesn't matter.
In fact, I think that was your middle name.
Yes, it was. doesn't matter. Come here. Yes. Oh, hi. I'm just happy to be here.
And that is case or no case for this hour. We'll do it again each hour on Radio Law Talk.
Oh, my gosh. That one was fun.
That was brutal.
I got you. Cal gets me sometimes. Let me tell you, the Cal, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner.
Never a winner, right.
You know what the deal is, Cal? And those of you who are just learning our personalities, Cal is a wonderful producer and has a lot of – he really does. He has a lot of accolades. I could see Cal coming to the Emmys, okay? And this is – just so you know, there's local Emmys in different states.
Yeah,
and
these were Northern California Emmys I was nominated for. Yes,
nominated for. So I could see him rolling in. And they – you kind of have an idea if you're going to win an Emmy or not, right, Cal? How you could tell is when you walk in where they seat you. And I know, Cal, what I've heard is Cal Hunter's here. Cal, can you – there's a little card table in the back here, and this is your seat. And by the way, can you help us set some chairs up?
Yes, they asked me to help with the chairs. I was right next to the kitchen, the swinging door, and by the air conditioning vent. It should have been a hint all three times, but, you know, I held out hope. This close. You know,
you had your speech all folded up in your pocket, right?
No, I knew what I was going to say. I was going to say, you people are lying. I didn't really win this. But I'm taking the hard way.
And you know what? All I got to say is that is those new affiliates that have joined us, thank you, because our goal in life for the three of us is to get Cal another Emmy nomination and a win.
I'd like that.
That's what it's all about. Right. We're trying to build Radio Law Talk only to get Cal an Emmy nomination and win.
I think we'd all win as a team, wouldn't we?
Well, I think that if we expand our horizons into maybe lesser competitive categories, that might help.
Oh.
I mean, there are a lot of categories, like the historical cultural category, or program special, or information. Here we go. Informational instructional program feature et category.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Let's do
that.
Or how about shows performed with no clothes on? I mean, just putting that out there.
Yes.
Cal Hunter with a body for radio.
Exactly. And a voice for newspaper.
Yes. A body for radio and a voice for newspaper. That's right. You know, interview, discussion. We could go with that,
even
you know,
better.
Category
or
something like that.
Oh, so we should go with a different category other than producing radio shows.
How do you think that all of the public radio stations win all those awards? Because they make up the categories based on the boring content that they have, and they're the only ones who submit, and so they win.
Oh.
You know, I was in the very competitive television news category, and I mean, it was. Was highly competitive, but you know, what can I say?
We do talk about the law sometimes.
Not that I'm grossing.
Somebody said, can you give him a tissue? He needs a tissue.
I'll be all right. Three times.
Let's talk about Pooh Bear.
Oh, do you guys remember the song?
That's a heck of a segue.
What?
Do you remember the song?
Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
Willy nilly, billy all stuffed with fluff, something like that, right?
Well, we got the first part. Yeah, that.
What's going on with Winnie the Pooh? I don't know.
Brother.
He's had a bad time. He's going he went through a major divorce, and now that the custody fight is occurring.
This is Winnie the Pooh voice, man.
Let me tell you something, folks. When people are going through nasty divorces and they fight over children, it gets downright dirty. And the allegations against the voice of Winnie the Pooh star is he's actually a veteran actor. His name is Joe Cummings, Jim Cummings.
Right.
And he, you know, he's been accused of rape, and he's been accused of abusing animals.
Accusations by his wife.
These are accusations by his former wife.
Former wife.
Or soon to be former wife.
Right.
And there, it's just nasty.
Actually, the divorce, didn't they divorce early?
Yeah,
divorced in 2011.
So the article is, they're all referring to her as ex-wife, so the divorce is done.
Yes.
It's just a custody battle now, and in the course of the custody battle, these allegations of behavior, and this is all, you know, we talk about rape and all that. These are all allegations of him against her after the after at least the separation had occurred, correct?
Well, both before and after.
Okay, all right.
So what the allegations are is that, well, basically he said that his former wife was going to ruin his career, put him out as Winnie the Pooh, a woman-beating, drug-addicted freak. That's what she had threatened to do to him.
Ooh, you made her mad.
Yes, he did. And so what did he do? Well, he did much what everybody does. I mean, he would pat her on the bum. You know, he would, like, you know, try to kiss her on the cheek or kiss her on the neck. And all of these things happened, allegedly, after they were divorced. And sometimes the children were there, and he says the children and her laughed jokingly about it, that it was funny and it was not bad.
Oh, Christopher Robin.
Yeah. She also claimed, this one for me, it kind of hits home. She also claimed that he was abusive to the dog, that he has hit the dog with a broom and injured the dog badly and also punished it by punished it by putting it into a hot metal tub when it was hot outside, and that was punishment for that dog.
And interestingly enough, on that last count about that, he said he admitted that happened. He said he put the dog in the tub and outside, but his claim was, I forgot the dog was out there. I went out and got it. I didn't intend for that to be a long-term punishment thing. But the fact is, whether you intended it or not, that was tough for that dog.
Well, yeah. Not only that, why would you punish a dog that way? That's not going to teach a dog anything. So anyway,
I give dogs timeouts, you know like my cats, too.
So what she's trying to claim is all of these acts keep him from being a good father. He cannot properly parent his children, and his children are young. But he's got I think they're like 6 and 10.
4-year-old daughter then at the time.
Yeah,
at the time that he claimed. In 2011, the daughter was 4, so that's a little bit older now.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing that she was upset about. Ready for this? Yes, I know we're divorced, but a Christopher Robin movie's coming out, and I would like to go with you. And he refuses to take her to the premiere of Disney's movie Christopher the Robin. Woo, that made her mad. She wasn't happy at that one either. So, the moral of the story is...
Wait, she wanted the perks of being the former spouse of the voice actor star. But any time he put his hand on her shoulder, now she's bringing it up to try to get him to not see his kids.
Yeah, and she actually brought 2 different distinct domestic violence protective orders against him.
Wow.
Twice. Now, 2 different times she did that. So that tells you something, and this is out of L.A. County, and it's not that easy to get domestic violence restraining orders.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, this is Denise Dirks, by the way. She is a family law attorney in California, and she knows what she's talking about. So anyway, I guess the moral of the story is just ask Eeyore.
He's done Winnie. His wife turned into Eeyore, right?
Eeyore. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about some more law.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. from script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Help.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
I like all Cal's music. It's like you're excited to get to hear us, right? It's like,
I am.
It's like boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah. It's all like, isn't that awesome?
I try to come up with dramatic stuff, yeah, fun stuff, even a little hip hop for Todd. I mean, I got the whole thing going now.
let's stay on the Hollywood stuff. So Dick Wolf is the executive producer or the creator of Law and Order, and he is kind of the mastermind of it. And he and his wife Christine got a divorce over 15 years ago. They were divorced, Denise, and when they got divorced, believe it or not, it was laid out what she received. Apparently, she received $17.5 million in cash this 15 years ago. And by the way, the date today, for those of you who are listening to this in the future, 100 years from now, is 5/4/19. Yep, that's it. $17.5 million in cash and spousal support as much as $2 million for 8 years.
And $2 million per year.
Per year for 8 years, yes. And the couple's main home. Now, what happened was, at the time they settled this divorce, this is what's bizarre. Ready for this? Law and Order was only worth an estimated of $4 million at that time because the show was losing money. And so she has the divorce, but something happened. What happened? Well, guess what? Yep, not that. He came into a new billion-dollar deal with NBC Universal for Law & Order right after that, and after she had signed the settlement, basically agreement, in mediation. And Todd was saying earlier, isn't that great? Todd's like, the courier's got our signs here. Find the courier, hurry. George, go get the courier.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, we don't know if when this whole thing is contingent on when NBC Universal signed to pick up Law & Order for billions of dollars, and you're trying to figure that out. It's kind of hard, but if that was after the settlement documents had been signed but before they were delivered, you could just see them going, stop the courier, we need more money. But it might have been years afterwards that we're trying to figure that out.
I'm thinking that it was years afterwards because the divorce happened in 2003, and like a lot of people, when they go through a divorce, they go to mediation. When they go to mediation, it is a confidential process that the parties control. They get to decide their agreements. They get to decide if something's not working. They get to decide timing. And they have somebody who is a neutral mediator that's assisting them through the process. It keeps a lot of private facts private so that you're just getting the very, you know, ending of the judgment into the court with very little information that the public can get out of that judgment. And it's a very good process, folks. I do it all the time, and I think this is one of the best ways to approach a divorce, especially if you can communicate together and come up with agreements. Now, in California, and this is a California case, in California, we have what is called confidential mediation.
And most states have the same basic thing.
That's right.
So, again, we're talking about general topics of laws, seek local counsel, but many of these general laws are covered in different states with little tweaks.
Right, and in California, we actually have an evidence code that provides for there to be a mediation privilege. That means that everything that happens in the mediation process is privileged and cannot be used against anybody in the court of law, and that includes a mediator. So we've got this case where wife is saying, or former wife is saying, the mediator was biased. The financial group that the mediator worked with and for gave us false numbers on and valued Law & Order really low and said it was losing money when, in fact, it wasn't, and they were just getting ready to really spin off Law & Order and make a ton of money off of Law & Order and the spinoffs that came from Law & Order. And they did it all to my detriment. That's basically what her claim was. So the trial court, so this was raised in trial court. And how did she raise it? She brought a request to set aside the judgment or the underlying agreement that became the judgment. And the trial court said, nope, mediation privilege, can't go after the mediator or the financial group because they were part and parcel of this mediation. There's no evidence you can bring before this court, and they weren't biased. So we're not going to do that, and found that there was no bias, and then ruled against her. You got a fair deal. You agreed to the mediation process. You're bound by the mediation privilege information, and you cannot use this in court. So then what does she do?
Appeal somewhere.
Of course. Yeah. She appeals. And what did the appellate court do? The appellate court said, I affirm the judgment of the trial court.
Well, here's some interesting things that I want to bring up. There's the interesting thing. So the mediator, this is what I like. The mediator, after it's all said and done, Mr. Wolf sends the mediator a nice expensive watch as a gift for conclusion of mediation, saying, thanks, buddy. That one turned out good. Here's a Rolex.
I don't know the Rolex,
but it's true. This actually happened.
That's true.
And the appellate court said that that by itself did not prove that there was bias during the mediation proceedings. But look,
and the judges had nice watches on too. Huh?
Yeah, they all had nice. But you know, let's put it this way. It might not have done that, but the optics just look bad
it
when
does.
Somebody is getting a payoff. Now, we had talked about the timing of NBC Universal, this deal, right? And I think that if it had been a situation where she signed the documents and while the courier is moving them over, he strikes this big deal, I think maybe in that regard, how do you keep something like that secret? And that probably should have been something that was disclosed, the valuation or whatever, if it occurred at that point in time.
Absolutely.
But according to what I have found, The deal with NBC Universal took place 13 years later. It was signed in 2016.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was losing money in 2003. But 13 years later, if I do this, how do you say I'm trying? Here's the argument. So I have Law and Order, and I'm going to let it continue to lose money for another 13 years just to stick it to my ex-spouse, and then I'm going to... If that's your allegation, you're all wet. You know, that's just dark matter.
Yeah. And a bad tattoo.
And a bad tattoo.
My question is, this is the problem with divorce and media. When is it actually over for a guy like Dick Wolf? I mean, here's this thing. The money's paid. She's got the house. She gets $2 million a year. Okay, it's done. And that seems to be a problem to me, is that when is something, I mean, the purpose of divorce is, it's over, it's done, thank you, you get your money, leave me alone.
Let's put it this way, she has one more appeal to the Supreme Court, so it may not be done.
Let me answer that, I'm not the divorce lawyer, maybe you can answer this.
No, go ahead.
There's two. It never ends while there's kids. Under the age of 18.
Right, minor children, we get that.
Yeah,
right.
That's
right.
Never going to end.
Right. Right.
And the second thing, it never ends, Denise, true, is depending upon how long they're married, and every state is different, the alimony could go on the rest of their lives, depending upon how long they're married.
In this particular case, though, he paid more spouse support up front, $2 million a year, and then they had an 8-year cutoff. So this one looked like he bought the termination date.
Okay. And I will
but he
add,
front-loaded it.
He front-loaded it. He bought it fair and square.
This is the cynical side to me, but I will add one more category in terms of how long will this last. And it will last for as long as you have in the case of these two parties, one party making substantially more than the other party, and something that they feel like they can tap into. When you look at the facts here, so they split up in 2003, the divorce was final in 2003, she got $17.5 million in cash and $2 million a year for 8 years. All right. 8 years after 2003 puts you to what? 2011. So that's when her $2 million a year ran out. And then you start looking at how long did the $17.5 million last? She kept that at another $2 million a year. That kind of goes on, plus the $4 million. She's running out of cash about the time he makes this $16 billion deal. And it's like, I'm out of money. I need to sue you some more. So it lasts for as long as he stays successful.
And the fun part of this is it was a motion for summary judgment that was granted, and that was at the trial level. The appellate court upheld that motion for summary judgment, wouldn't let her bring in any evidence, and there you have it, folks.
Well, we got the Supreme Court coming up, so the Supreme Court's going to hear it. Wow, interesting stuff that happens. Don't forget, if you ever want to call in, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk, and the actual phone number by the numbers is
855-529-7234.
Thank you for joining us. This is Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming up live right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in terms dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.